and after.
Reflector 9009, link clear.
That radio, other than the color of the display, looks identical to the Redivis I have in my truck.
Yeah, that's Kenwood V71 with the Bram, the MC60.
Speaker I see there in the background looks awfully familiar also.
Well, there's two of them there, but I use those little speakers everywhere on all my radios that would sound better, especially when the radio's under the desk and the base plate's on top.
Yeah, that's the speaker I have in my truck. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they are. I got one in mine, too, and three more downstairs. Just on my 220 and on the V71s. I don't need one on my TS-480s. They both have speakers, but they're on the back of the faceplate, which is, of course, split from the radio. One of them somewhere says Kenwood on it, but not these others. They're ICOM knockoffs.
I don't know how much of a knockoff they are. They're pretty bloody good. I wouldn't be surprised if they all made the same place.
That's a good possibility, right? Doesn't take much to put a different name on them. Oh, I like that antenna. You get a good signal off that, especially having a nice little eyeball thingy on the top of it. Yeah, there's a few antennas that could take care of.
Yeah, especially that lower part. That's for short-range communication, but very bodacious.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Where do you use that?
At the moment, nowhere, because the government seems to think they want to take it away. But that ain't ever going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that and motorcycles. Don't bother. Nope.
Yeah, I got a pretty big license, so I'm allowed to have damn near everything.
Yeah, it's good. Better to be safe. Are those pretty accurate?
I can hit a dime 10 times out of 10 at 50 yards.
Is it loud?
Exceptionally.
Strong shoulder? Does it have a pretty good kick?
No, almost none.
What's that?
Almost none.
Oh, nice. Never used one, but I find them interesting.
Well, let me qualify that. The upper part, almost none. The lower part, the fatter one, a lot.
Ouch. Oh, that's cool. Where do you use that? Like, where do you go?
You're not allowed to go to the bush. Yeah, it's range only. So, yeah, that's about it. But right now, it's stuck in the safe, locked up. There was a time that you used to be able to do whatever you wanted, but that time's passed.
Oh, yeah. That was still pretty nice. Must have been a fair buck for that. How do you clean the inside of that?
They come apart really easily. Really easily. Because they're designed to. And, well, if you're running it properly with good quality stuff, there's not really a lot to clean. But, there's also a school of thought that you don't need to. Just run it. I am not a part of that school of thought. I keep mine spotless.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's very nice. Is that your nicest one, or just one of those?
One of many. So, which one's nicer? I don't know. Depends on your flavor, but I have, of that vintage, of that series, I guess we could say, I have 11 of them.
11? What a hobby. Gosh, I've only got 9 radios. Wow. Do you have to hold... I realize one is against the shoulder, the other one, say, are you right or lefty? And do you hold the other one at the same time?
Uh, Well, the upper one is a standard bore, and you would just hold that traditionally. And the lower one, you have to arc your desired target. So you hold it up, and you still want to put it on your shoulder, because that's where the thump comes from. How do I say this over the radio? What it's designed to deliver is not available. So you use practice versions.
Yeah, sure. Not available up here. What about south of the line?
Believe it or not, it's more heavily regulated down there than it is up here.
Yeah, sure. I understand. Well, that's pretty nice. You'll have to show me the other ones. I like this style. The other single, whatever you might want to call it, I like this style. It's got to have both upper and lower. More exciting.
Yeah, that's about 5K you're looking at right there, fully decked out. The other ones I have, most of the other ones I have are not as pricey. I have one that on the U.S. market is about 25K.
Wow, that's a lot. Well, yeah. What are lots of pictures around the house on the wall.
That time the QRM actually got you. I didn't hear most of what you said. What I have on the wall is nothing. Don't generally advertise it.
Right. I'll go UHF. Usually don't have an issue there. Well, it's just curious. Well, I'll have to come and visit someday.
Yeah, there we go. I'm over on UHF as well.
Yeah, the signal's so weak, so I don't think I have any issue here. Yeah, and I can also, because I'll also do an alternate, but I won't be on much longer here. I've got to hit the sack. I'll send you a few pictures of my hobby. It's not as expensive as your hobby. But yours is exciting, I gotta say that. I like the color.
Yeah, it can get to be a pricey hobby. Most of what you see in that picture there is from south of the line. Because I have citizenship and address down there, that's not an issue. But the one that I mentioned that was 25K, I purchased up here many years ago for $700.
Well, you'll have to send me a picture of that sometime. I'm curious to see what that might look like. And is it similar to this, just not so extravagant? Perhaps it doesn't have the lower one?
Yeah, it's a predecessor. It's where they all came from. And it does not have lore because they didn't do that back then. And, it's got happy mode on it, too, if you understand what I mean there.
Yeah, I do, yeah. Well, that's really cool. Yeah, I'm impressed. But I've never used one. I don't know. I like seeing them in the movies. I gotta say that. And when I do see them, I pay attention to what they are. Some I'm sure are quite fake, but still they look pretty cool. And this kind of reminds me of the last one I saw, especially on, Nobody 2. Yeah, that's a good movie. Well, there's also a really nice one on there, something I'm sure you would have used in the 1930s, 1920s. There's a beautiful one on there.
Have another look at your email.
I'm looking at the text.